Even the new Yerushalmi corresponding to Erev Bavli, Daf Samach Aleph, we begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Vav, Amad Aleph, at the second Mishnah at Halacha Zayin. Anshi Eir Gedoyla, Mahalkan Es Kol Eir Katana, Vein Anshi Eir Katana, Mahalkan Es Kol Eir Gedoyla. People of the big city may traverse all of the small city. People of the small city may not traverse all of the big city. And we'll see that the Gemara is going to change the text soon. Ketzad Mishai Be'er Gedoyla, Nosnes Eruva, Be'er Ketana, Be'er Ketana, Nosnes Eruva, Be'er Gedoyla, Marach Eskula, Chutzala, Apayim Amma. How is this? If someone in the big city placed an Eruv in the small city, or vice versa, he may not traverse all of it, and 2,000 Ammas outside of it. Rekiva Ima Eina Mimokum Eruva, Ela Apayim Amma. Rekiva says he has only 2,000 Ammas from the place of his Eruv. The Gemara says, Kini Masnisa, Anche Eir Gadela Mahalchen is called Eir Katana, Anche Eir Katana, Eim Mahalchen is called Eir Gadela. It well brings that our Mishnah should say that people of the big city may traverse all of the small city, but people of the small city may not traverse all of the big city, they may go only within 2,000 amas of their city. Ketzad, and then the Gemara says, well, if so, the next phrase of our Mishnah is unlike the Reisha, because why does it say Ketzad? What's the case? Leif kan ketzad, the answer is that the correct text of the Mishnah should not say the word ketzad. Ir ma'u shetalev milas alpayim, amu v'chizkir v'simon v'shem v'yechanon, ein eget oila midas alpayim. You might ask, the city is considered like 4 amas, does the city count like 4 amas of the measure of 2,000 amas of the tum? Amu v'bilaze ir oila midas alpayim. Rav answered that a city counts towards the measure of 2,000. Initially, people of Tiveria used to traverse all of Chamta. People of Chamta used to reach only until the Kippah, which perhaps refers to the source of the hot springs of Tiveria. Nowadays, after houses were added, Bnei Chamta and Bnei Tiveria are one city. Am Rav Yirmiya, Ma'aseh B'Roi Echa, Zokein, Sheba, V'Omer Lefnei Rebbe, Zocha Ani, Shohayu Bnei Migdal, Oilin, L'Chamta, U'Mahalchen, Eskol Chamta, Megin L'Chotza Chitzayna, Smucha L'Gesher, V'Hitir, Rebbe, Shu Bnei Migdal, Oilin, L'Chamta, U'Mahalchen, Eskol Chamta, Megin L'Chotza Chitzayna, Ala Gesher. Rav Yirmiya said that a case occurred in which an old shepherd came and said in front of Rebbe, I remember the people of Migdal used to ascend to Chamta and traverse all of it, and they reached the outer Chotzer close to the bridge. Rebbe permitted Bnei Migdal to ascend to Chamta and traverse all of Chamta and reach the outer Chotzer until the bridge. Va'oid hitir Rebbe shiu Bnei Gedel Yodim Chamta va'in legedel Bnei Chamta ein oil legedel. Further, Rebbe permitted Bnei Gedel to descend to Chamta and ascend to Gedel, but Bnei Chamta may not ascend to Gedel. Amar Rimana Bnei HaRashuyis, the Rimana said this is due to the authority, means Bnei Gedel would hit Bnei Chamta who ascended to Gedel. Amar Rabbi Yossi Berubun, Limin Atam Azeh, Ela Begein Dutaninan, Anche Ir Gedela, Malchon Es Kol Ir Ketana, Vein Anche Ir Ketana, Malchon Es Kol Ir Gedela. Rabbi Yossi Rabun rejects that and says, no, this is not the reason. Rather, it's because our Mishnah taught that people of the big city may traverse all of the small city, but people of the small city may not traverse all of the big city. Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Nachman, Mishem, Rabbi Chanina, Ma Pligi, Bishinosna Eruvan, Lepaltia, Avalinosna Eruvan, Babatim, Afri Rikiva, Meida. Rabbi Yitzchak, Bar Nachman, quoting Rabbi Chanina, said that when did the first Tana and Rikiva disagree? It's when they put their Eruv in the city square, but if they put their Eruv in houses, even Rabbi Akiva agrees that they may traverse all of the city and 2,000 amas outside of it. Rabbi Mana, Berei, Durapapi, Boy, Haise, Ir, She'iruva, Renosna, Eruvan, Eruvan, Vapalte, Lekim, Shinosna, Eruvan, Mabatim. The Arab Berei, Durapapi said that if a city in which others place their Eruv was Ma'ar by itself and others put their Eruv in the city square, is it not as if they put their Eruv in houses? Rabbi Akiva taught, Star means even if the city was Ma'arav. Ir Shechova, Rav Loza, Oimer, Mahalach Eskula, V'chutzala, Apayim Amma. If a city became desolate, Rav says he may traverse all of it, and outside of it 2,000 amas. Shmuel Amar Ein Loi Shisemi Mokom Eruv Ela Paim Amar. Shmuel says he has only 2,000 amas from the place of his Eruv. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana Rechia Bar Ashi B'Shem Rav HaNoisen Eruv B'Dir HaRasa Mahalach Eskula B'Chutz La Paim Amar B'Dir Rasa Loi Kemi Shechol V'Batim B'Dirin. Rabbi Bar Kahana, quoting Rechia Bar Ashi, quoting Rav, said that one who puts his Eruv in a deer or sa, which is a field where animals graze, may traverse all of it, and outside of it 2,000 amos. Is a deer or sa not like a city that became desolate of houses and residents? He holds like Rulaza. Ir chadosha moidid min abatim v'yashana moidid min achayma. A new city, he measures the trum from the houses, an old city, he measures from the wall. Ezi chadosha v'ezi yashana, what's new and what's old? Rezeiru b'shem of chifta, banabatim achakach banachayma, zuhi chadosha, banachayma achakach banabatim, batim zuhi yeshana. Rezeiru, quoting Rabbi Chifta, answered that if he built houses and afterwards built a wall, this is new. If he built the wall and afterwards built houses, this is old. Rezeiru amma ben zu, ben zu, chadosha, rezeiru yeshana, koshu hayu ba, diurim mechalbe. Rezeiru, the second arm said both this and this are new, if the house never reached to the wall. What is old? It is one that had residence up to the wall, and even if it became desolate. The Rizeiru Kadatevze holds like he taught elsewhere, the Ispalgan, Bana, Tisha, Lashem Kape, Fechad, Lashem Diyar, Daya, Amma, Rabbelaza, Vafila Bana, Isai Siri, Lashem Diyar, Arehu Kadaya. The Amraim argued about one who built 9 Tfachim for the sake of a Kape, and one completed the Shear of 10 Tfachim, Lashem Diyar. Rabbelaza said, even if he built only the 10th Lashem Dira, it's like a Dira when we're carrying it without limit. And she's saying, Rabbi Zeru says, even if he built only the 10th Lashem Dira, it's not like a Dira when we're carrying it only up to Beis HaSayim. Likewise, if there's space between the house and the wall was not totally Lashem Dira, so it's not considered Hukuf Ladira, surrounded for Dira. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Ches. Amar lahen Rabbi Akiva, I atem moedim li, v'noitnes eruvei, al pi hama'ara she'en loi, v'makom eruvei elav pa'imama. Rabbi Akiva said to the Chachamim, don't you agree that one who was ma'arev in a cave has only 2,000 amos from the eruv? Amar lahen emasai b'zman she'en v'al ziyurim, ala b'zman she'esh b'ziyurim, mahalach eskula v'chutz la'al pa'imama. The Chachamim responded, this is only if it has no residence. If it has residence, he may traverse all of it and 2,000 amos outside. Nimsa kal b'toicha me'al gaba. The law of a cave is more lenient than on top of it. No one dwells on top, so one has only 2,000 amos in the eruv. V'lemoided sha'amu noisnu lo'i alpayim amma sha'afilu soif midasei kala b'mara. We learn that one who measures his tchum gets 2,000 amos, even if they end at a cave, he may not enter it. 2,000 amos were in addition to his 4 amos, so we don't give him any more. The Gemara says, Yaakov ba'acha b'shem Rav Elezer, kal hu hakoina shavisa b'karpef min anoisen eruvoi b'karpef. The Gemara says that Rav Yaakov ba'acha, quoting Rav Elezer, says, according to Rabbi Akiva, one who acquires shavisa in a karpef, his law is more lenient than one who puts his eruv in a karpef. Hakoina shavisa b'karpef mahalach eskuloi, chutzaloi alpaim ama, anoisen eruv b'karpef ein loi mokam eruvoi el alpaim ama. One who acquires shvisa in a karpef, he may traverse all of it and outside of it 2,000 amos, because of which is a yochid. One who puts his eruv in a karpef more than Beis HaSayim, or it was not surrounded ladira, he has only 2,000 amos in the place of his eruv. The Rizeru boy, ama tignali shvisa b'karpef. They were asked that if he said, I should acquire shvisa in a karpef, is it as if he was shavis in it, or as if he placed an eruv in it? Now, Rabbi Hanani, Bredu Hillel, Machlokes of Meir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir Omer, Ika Eruv, Bekikar, Benoisen Eruvai, Bekarpef, Ein Lemakam Eruvai, La Paim Amma. Rechanani Abedu Hillel answered that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argue about this. Rabbi Meir says that the primary Eruv is a loaf. One who declares Shvisa without a loaf cannot be more lenient than one who placed an Eruv loaf. One who puts his Eruv in a Karpef has only 2,000 amas in the place of his Eruv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ika Eruv Baraglov, Ba'omer, Tikkunli Shvisa, Bekarpef, Mahalach Eskula, Bechutzala, Alpaim Amma. Rabbi Yehuda says that the primary Eruv is through one's feet. One who says, I should acquire Shvi'is and a cowpave, it is as if he was Shevis in it, so he may traverse all of it and outside of it 2,000 amos. Gag Hamigdal Nidoin Ke'er Gag Amara Mara Nidoin Kesadlis. The roof of a tower is judged like a city, if he has 2,000 amos outside of it. The roof of a cave is judged like fields, and the cave counts towards the 2,000 amos. Ma diurim amish ve'afilu ru'uya diurim. The Gemara asked that Chama said if it has residence, he may traverse all of it, and 2,000 amos outside, do they mean actual residence or proper for residence? Min madam Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman b'shem v'chanina, adroya oisaki l'meleya, mayim batit hada'omra, afilu ru'uya l'diurim. Now, so since Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachman said the name of Rechanina, you view it as if it were full of water and mud, it teaches that even if it's proper for residence. Am Rabbi Yitzchak be Rabbi Elazar, Hada Amma, she say Mara, Shireshla, Shnei Psochem, Im Yesh, Ben Zeleze, Abbas, Alofim Amma, Chosa Achas, Malachis Kula, Chutzla, Apaim Amma, Abbas Alofim Amma, Elon Mokum, Vimokum Eruvai, Ella, Apaim Amma. Rabbi Elazar inferred that if a cave has two openings, if there are 3,999 amos between this end of the roof and this, he may traverse all of it, and 2,000 amos outside because the trumim overlap. If there are 4,000 amos between them, he has only 2,000 amos in the place of Zeirus. And Rabbi Abba, Ezburi, Rabbi Zeira, in Yitin Sandaloi Hocha, Hu Asi Bra Venasi Lain, in Yitin Sandaloi Hocha, Hu Asi Bra Venasi Lain. Rabbi said, Rabbi Abba said that Rabbi Zeira explained overlap of trum is important because if someone put his sandal here on the roof 2,000 amos from one end, he may go outside through the cave and take them because they're within 2,000 amos of the other end. And if he put his sandals here past 2,000 amos from the other end, he may go outside and take them. She said, Min kain asi bara, min kain asi bara, ruch achas asa mishte ruchos muta. From here he may go outside, and from here he may go outside. If it's open from one side, it's forbidden. From two sides, it's permitted. Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chinana im haisa gaga shamara abbas alofim. She say chosa ama manaches kula chutz l'apayim ama al gabi chayma da'afilu kama muta. Rabbi Acha, quoting Rabbi Chinana, said that if the roof of the cave was 3,999 amas, he may traverse all of it and 2,000 amas outside because it's chumim. Overlap. Even if the top of the city wall was very big, it's permitted. Imhaya gaga shalmara shishes alofim ama malachis kula v'chutzla alidei nivriyes. If the roof of a cave was 6,000 amos, he may traverse all of it and 2,000 amos outside of it through small date trees along the way. Achrei hagagin mehem, the Gemara asks, binyan in the back of roofs, how much may one carry in it? Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Yaakov b'Acha, Rabbi Aini b'Apazi b'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Acha Mati b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Achrei Hagagim metaltlim b'hen, Afilu Kor Afilu Kuraim. Rabbi Yosef quoting Rabbi Yaakov b'Acha, and Rabbi Aini b'Apazi quoting Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Acha lean to say something of Shmuel, that one may carry in it even a base Kor or two Korim. You say, Rav Aini metaltlim b'hen ad beis asayim. Rav answers that one may carry in it up to Beis Asayim. And Rav Yosi Rebun will say, the Rav plige aloi. If Rebun asks, well, Rav contradicts himself. The Tanina Taman kol gagoi sa'ir, which is achas, shmo ama ad Beis Asayim, Rav ametalpilim bahen, afilikor, afilikoraim. And Mishnah teaches that all roofs of the city are one rishus. Shmo said that this is up to Beis Asayim, Rav said it's even a Beis Kor or two Korim. He achari hagagim, he to say gagim atzmam. In the back of roofs, and roofs themselves are the same. Hadalach per hitzav ma'abim.